Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Samach Beis, which is where we pick up on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph with Sif Gimel, two lines from the bottom. The Mechaber tells us, Mutru Lolush B'yayin, one is permitted to go and knead a dough with wine, Afopishi Evshalo, below Tipas Mayim Shnofelis Bishas Habotzir. Even though, as we discussed yesterday, you're not allowed to combine fruit juices with water, and even though the wine is by definition always going to have some water externally put into it, we already spoke out previously that the internal water that is constituting every liquid doesn't count. It's only when you have outside water that's added to it that it becomes Memar Lahachmitz and it's a problem. So the wine, when you're kneading it with the dough, is not a problem, even though there's tipas mayim shnofelis b'shas habotzir. When they go and they harvest it, there's always going to be water that's added over here. Why? V'af l'chadchila regilim liten mayim b'shas habotzir k'dei lahatzir nitzok. Even though they intentionally always add wine over here when they're harvesting the grapes, because they're going to have the juice from the grapes be poured into a container that contains Yayin Nesach in it. And therefore, this flow, any flow that comes from the upper container that goes into the lower container, would make the whole thing into Yayin Nesach. Even though the Yayin Nesach is only at the bottom in the lower container, the upper container where you're having the flow off come from is going to have a flow, a nitzok. And by definition, it flows backwards in halacha, that we say that the Yayin Nesach from the bottom goes up through the flow and into the top. And therefore, it would actually ruin the top and making it Yayin Nesach, because Yayin Nesach b'mino is not batel. So therefore, they would intentionally put some water in it. And in this way, kidei lahatir nitzok, it would be done that they shouldn't have this concern that the bottom Yayin Nesach is going to ruin all the top wine. We'll explain this more in the Mishneh Berurah. I'm sorry if this was not clear, but when we see it inside in the Mishneh Berurah, maybe it'll be a little bit more easily understood. And he says, even though you've done this, even though you definitely added water over here to the wine, nevertheless, it doesn't make it become chametz. Hol kvarin is batlu hamayim b'yayin, because those waters that you're adding to the wine have become batel, as we'll see why when we read the Mishneh Berurah, kodim shaloshu isa, before you actually go and knead the dough with this wine that used to have water in it because the water was added, but now the water inside of it is halachically going to be wine because of the fermentation of the wine, and therefore the water is disregarded. Now that was, again, quite a mouthful. Let's understand it better by looking inside in the Mishneh Berurah, and we'll see this inside Sivkot and Tess. We're talking here, kidei lahatir nitzok. We're talking about how to get around the fact that the flow of water from the top, good wine, is going to go into potentially a container that has some Yayin Nesach in it, and the Yayin Nesach can somehow go up the flow, up against gravity, and, quote, contaminate, make the upper container be now called Yayin Nesach. What's going on over here? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, the gabe Yayin Nesach nitzok chibur. This flow, the stream that's going from the upper container to a lower container, is called a nitzok, a flow. And in halacha, we don't only view it gravity going down, but in halacha we say there's an ability from whatever's in the bottom to go up this flow and be considered like it's touching to the stuff that's in the top container. In other words, the Mishneh Berurah says, Dahainu, im ma'ara yisrael yayin mikado. If you were to go take some wine from your upper barrel, likado shel akam, and pour it into some barrel that a non-Jewish person has, into a jug that a non-Jewish person has. Let's say you're selling wine, and you want to give some wine. You want to sell some wine to the non-Jewish person. So they didn't have bottles like we do. They would pour from a barrel into the person's personal container. So as you're pouring from the kosher wine into the non-Jewish person's non-kosher Yayin Nesach, ubo mashke tofech, and there's a little bit of the Yayin Nesach left in there, that flow would cause Nesar HaYayin Shebekadosh Yisrael. All the wine that would be in the basket of the Jewish person, in the container of the Jewish person, would now become Yayin Nesach. She'omud HaNitzok, the flow over here, Mechaber Ben HaYayin Shebekliya Elyon LeYayin Shebekliya Tachton. It connects the two. The flow connects the upper and lower containers. And therefore, Roin Kilo HaYayin Shel Isser Ma'or Beheter. The little bit of Yayin Nesach in the bottom container, so to say, goes up the flow and now is considered to be mixed with the yayin in the upper container, which was perfectly good wine. Therefore, that would be a real problem. How would you ever pour from your barrel into the non-Jewish person's container if it was still a little bit wet? However, avo ki yeshka mayim beklisha Yisrael, but if they, and this is why they did this, they would intentionally put water into the upper container with wine. Kishir shiochel vatal ayayim beklisha lakum, enough water would be added to the upper container that would nullify that little bit of yayin nesach droplets that were left behind in the non-Jewish person's container. And therefore, it would be yochel levatal ayayin bechlishal akum, v'hainu shishim pomim, i.e. there would be 60 against it, although there's one shita, l'chad deya, b'shisha pomim sagi. There's one shita in Shulchan Aruch, ayin yoredeya, simin kuv chavav, that you only need 6 against it, and then shari, then you don't have a problem here. Why is that? Because the kol mino umino, v'she'ein umino, whenever you have min in min, v'she'ein umino. In other words, you have wine over here on the bottom, this mixing with wine on the top, and water on the top. So therefore we say, amrinan, salek es mino, k'misheino, you can halachically view the same min as if it's not there. V'she'ein umino, and as long as the water, the she'ein umino in this situation, is rav olav, is more than 6 or 60 times what you have below, mevatlo, it is able to nullify it in halacha. Dirshu footnote number 15 explains this a little bit more. And he says, Pirush, she'yayin nesach she'es ariv b'mino, shu yayin acher. If yayin nesach mixes with other wine, ain't a batel klal, afilu be'elef. No matter how much kosher wine you have, the little bit, the drop of yayin nesach would ruin the entire barrel, huge amounts of kosher wine. However, avolim his ariv be'eno mino, if there's also an eno mino there, for example, water, then it is batel. And therefore, they would intentionally go and put a little bit of water into the upper wine. So this way, the lower yayin nesach wouldn't form a nitzok when it's poured from the upper to the lower one and ruin all the wine in the upper one. Therefore, we say, roin anu asayayin shumino, we view the wine in the upper container, kilu enokan, as if it's not here. V'amayim ha'ruavimbo, and all the water that's in the upper container, which is called enomino, compared to the yayin nesach, as long as you have 6 or 60 times the amount of yayin nesach, which is again just some small drops in the yayin nesach, so therefore you don't need a lot of water in the upper container, you're mevatel the yayin nesach. So, b'sach hakol, in summary, what the Mishmur is telling us, that wine, even though they intentionally added water to it, and one would have said, maybe that's considered fruit juice that has water in it, which is memaher l'hachmitz, and that would ruin the dough, kamash l'lan, afal pikein ein lochushlem. We don't have to be concerned about this. Why not? So the Mechaber said, "Hol kvar nizbatlu hamayim b'yayin." The water became nullified in the wine. Why is that? Sivkot and Yud, the Mishabur explains, "Rov achronim hiskimu de ba'amo lo mahani bitul b'mayim shenisarvu b'mei peros." Normally, we would say that most of the achronim hold that it won't help that the water is nizbatel in the mei peros. If you have apple juice and water, we don't say, "Well, the water is batel in the apple juice." For koshiyesh b'mei peros afilu mashu mayim, and under normal situations, even a little bit of water in mei peros would make the mei peros much more quicker to be machmitz, and therefore, even a little bit of water that's in this mei peros is considered that it's normal nishtane tivu yochel achem tisa. The mei peros now have water in them, and they can go and make the dough chametz. Umamayer od lachmitz yoser, and in fact makes it faster chametz. And therefore, akein sorach lahachmir l'chadchila shelo lalush behem l'chanal. That's why we can't add any water to fruit juices. But here the wine is different. V'hocho shiny. Why is that? Shemisar v'mayim b'yayin. When the water mixes over here with the wine, ad shelo nigmar asiyoso, before it's all done, the hainu bo denu tirosh, while it's still wine, the water mixed over here while the wine is still fermenting. V'acher kach toseis hayayin. The wine is fermenting with the water in it. And this water does become bottle because it becomes wine as part of the fermentation process. And that's why it's not considered wine and water, but now it's considered a larger amount of wine. And therefore, if the water mixed over here with the wine after the fermentation, then in fact, it's not going to change into wine. And then, and then in that situation, we don't say over here that it's all wine. Here, the water is now water added to juice. And juice and water, they are going to be mar lahachmitz. But if the water was added before the fermentation was done, then the water will be transformed to wine. And that's why the Mechaber told us over here, it's nisbatlu hamayim b'yayin, Kodim Shalashu Isa, before you went and did the kneading, all the water has been changed into wine halachically. Sivkot Yudalef in the Mishnah Berurah. Dim Nisariv Mayim Kol Shu B'mei Peres B'Shas Lisha, because if you have any water that goes into fruit juices during the Lisha, then everybody says the Kulyamal on the spot Mayim. Then we said in previous Shiurim and earlier today already that that's not going to become Batel. Ulosha Na Mechaber Eino Meduktuk. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mechaber's language over here is not exact. Kol Kach. Lefi maskonis rov achronim anal, according to most achronim, because they hold that filu bekodim lisha lo nisbato. They say even before the kneading, it's not going to become batel. The kol tama bitul rak mishum shenisar b'yayin b'shor shayayin toses nisav v'chamayin liyayin uchanal. They only say that it works when the water goes in during the fermentation process. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha for further details about this. So we'll look here now in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, Hol Kvar Dispatlu. And the Bir Halacha says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we just read, Shekosu V'Shem Rov Achronim, the Mayrish in Isarvu B'Shoa Shoy Sayayin Toses. They hold that it has to be that the water was added during the fermentation process. V'da, but you should know, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Mikom Mokom, Yesh Gam Kein Achronim, Shemeforshim Divrei Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto. There are those that read the Shulchan Aruch straightforward and say that as long as you added it before the Lisha, you're okay. Dafilu B'Yayin Gomor, Nami, Miyu Tamayim Mizbatim Mei Peros. Even if you have wine, a little bit of water will become batel in the wine. Ukefi Shemashma B'Emes Mipashtus Loshan Mechaber. Like the Mechaber simply says, when he says, Hol Ukvar Nizbatlu Kodim Shalosh Risa. As long as you add the water before the Lisha, it's going to become batel. However, Alma Dafka Bishas Lisha Ha'isa in Erev Mayim Ha'isa Shani Loshin B'Yayin Lo Nisbatel. Even according to these Mekilim over here, it's only if you added it before you did the Lisha. But once you're doing the Lisha, then it's a problem. But before then, Kodim Shabal La'isa Shapim Mevatlin Hamarubin Lemutim. The large amount of wine can certainly Mevatel a small amount of water. And then when it comes to do the kneading, it just looks like fruit juice, i.e. wine, alone, and not wine and water. The Chofetz Chaim has a long discussion about this, and he concludes at the end, in our case over here, we have the Machmir Pish position of the Achronim who explain the Shulchan Aruch other than the Pashtus, but those that explain the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, that you could, in fact, as long as you added the water before the Lisha, you're okay. How do we pask? And he says, one can rely upon the Mekel opinion over here, and this is the Pesach of the Chok Yaakov and the Magin Aleph. But he does point out you have to be careful that it doesn't become chametz. You still have to make sure that you're working on it the entire time and you don't let it sit for any significant period of time. Getting back to the Mishnah Berurah, he continues and he says, V'kosu achronim, the yain smukim raisins, o devash smukim, which the Chofetz Chaim explains in Oshud Gimel and Sharet Zion, who explains that this devash smukim are these raisins that are soaked in water and then they squeeze them out afterwards and the juice that is squeezed out over here eventually becomes the honey. But it's really a mixture of the wine in the raisins and water and it's made into something like a honey. That's called devash smukim. In any event, even though water is added to the raisins or the raisin honey over here, it's totally changed. It's like only fruit juice alone. Because any water that was added over here has essentially been changed. It's the equivalent, if you wish, of having the wine have water added to it while it's fermenting so that the water is no longer called water, but it's fermented wine. But this is a vidavka achar shekvar nigmar tisisosam. But this is only talking about after it was ready fully fermented. The chanal, as we explained, the inyan yain anovim for the grapevine over here, the ilav hachilomikri meperos. Otherwise, it's not called fruit juice. Vigam shalo nishbach ba'od mayim achakach. And likewise, you can't have added any more water afterwards. And likewise, vidavka shatzimukim himarbe. When there's a lot of raisin over here, so the water is really only a minority. And therefore, she'imheim echod mishisha b'mayim, because if there was more than a 1-6 ratio of water to raisins, i.e. there is more water than the 1-6 ratio, pshita the nechshav zeh kimei peros imayim u'machmetz, then it would be regular fruit juice with water, and it would be machmetz. That's the first opinion that he brings down. Then he says, v'yesh me'achronim shemachmirim b'tzimukim. There are those that are more machmir with the raisins, b'chol gavni, under all circumstances, and they say, v'sovrim d'meit smukim lo nechshav me'peros, that these raisins over here, the juice that comes out of them is not considered like fruit juice. In other words, it's considered like a combination of fruit juices and water, and a bal nefesh, al ken kol bal nefesh, yachmish olecho matzo shilosh mem, and you shouldn't eat this over here. What should you do with it? Rak limkor olishos adachar Pesach. You could sell it to some non-Jewish person, you're allowed to get hanah from it, or you could save it till after Pesach, because you're allowed to get hanah from it even after Pesach. It's not considered chomish olas of Pesach. And he says, look as well, ayim asher kasav l'kamei b'sivav l'inyan mei dvash. We'll see that im yetz Hashem in an upcoming shir. Sif Dalad, Mechaber writes, May Beitzim, eggs, Ushar Mashkim, and other beverages, Kulam Hoyu Bechlal Beim Peros, they all have the same halachic status as the May Peros that we've been dealing with till now. If you look in Sif Kot Yud Beis, the Salka Daitok de Gerumim Beim Peros, you might have thought that they're worse than May Peros, therefore, the Fisha Isa Tofeach Mimenu, because the dough swells up from them, Kamash Balan, the Ein Zechimutz. That's Sirchon, that's again a type of swelling, and not over here a chimutz process. That's where the egg matzes. Sivkot Yud Gimel, other mashkim, the kosh eno mitoldo samayim eno machmitz. Anything that doesn't come as a derivative of water, it doesn't have the capability to be machmitz. V'yizbaru prote dover zeh common in simen tov samach vav ayin sham. And the issue footnote number 17 tells us that there we're going to be talking about shadavka tal machmitz, only do and rain are machmitz. V'chein mashma acherim she mitoldo samayim, and anything that comes from water, like, for example, saliva or things like that, they have the capability of being machmitz, as opposed to a mashke that doesn't come from water, such as blood, that's not capable of being machmitz. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Yud Dalet, v'shaychavu dinim avarim b'sif aleph beis, if it's over here going to be considered fruit juices, all of the dinim we learned in yesterday's shir apply. The Ramah says, hagah, ovindinos elu, nowadays we're very machmir. Ein noagim lolush mei peros. We do not allow any matzahs to be made with mei peros at all. V'afil liktof a matzos, and even to baste the matzos with mei peros, ein noagin. We don't allow this, except rakli achar afios. And after they're baked, while they're still hot, ba'odim chamim, if you want to, you can baste it. Ve'ein l'shanos, and we shouldn't change our custom. This is the halacha. Im lo b'shaset chak, except under extenuating circumstances. What is that? For example, a tzarech chichola, a person who's sick, or zokin, or elderly, hatzarech lozeh, they can't tolerate and eat regular matzahs, and they need the softer types of matzahs, so they would be allowed to use fruit juices, but everybody else cannot. That's why you see on packages, they'll say that it's kosher l'Pesach, but they will specifically write, only for older people or sick people. Regular people following the Ashkenazic custom don't use any fruit juice matzah. Now let's see inside of the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes Vav, where he writes, the choshim l'chachilo, because we're concerned over here, l'sfaris hanim poskim, according to those poskim that say, disfilu demei peros b'l'chudayu, there is an opinion that says that fruit juices alone can be machmitz, not like the Mechaber's opinion that we've been learning till now, that they're not machmitz. And furthermore, and there's also the concern that maybe these fruit juices have some water in them, and therefore they're machmitz because of that. Therefore, we don't use it. Ain't no again. Rotsalomar, limshoches pnei matzos b'mei peros. We don't baste over here the matzos with mei peros. Even a small amount. But Sivkot Yud Zayin, if they're still warm after they're baked, we allow it. But even if it's not chametz, you shouldn't use it for the first night to be yotzei, the mitzvah matzah, the first or second night at the Seder. The heavy cane matzah shira, because as we pointed out already, this is matzah shira. And this is certainly the case if the basting is done on the baked matzahs and then they rebake it again. And we paskin ein l'shano sivkot yudches ukviya minog, and our minog of Ashkenazim is afilu kvar losha v'afor miyad. Even if you were to have kneaded it and then you baked it immediately, ein la'ochla b'pesach. We don't eat it on Pesach. What should you do? El yashenu ad la'achar Pesach. It's not chametz, so it's not chametz shavelos Pesach, but we don't eat it on Pesach, and you can use it after Pesach, except under extenuating circumstances. We say sivkot yudches l'tzarech chichola. Miu, in that situation where you are making it for needs of a chola or a zokin, you should bake it right away. Miu yefei ma'ad. V'chanel, as we've already explained. And this is v'davka b'mei peros l'chudai. This is only pure mei peros, but there's no water in it. Abo b'mei peros in mayim, but for mei peros with water, ein lo lush l'chatchila. You're certainly not allowed to do this, afil b'shaset chak, even under extenuating circumstances. The issue footnote number 19 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, if somebody went against the minhag of the Ashkenazim and he did use mei peros and kneaded with these mei peros and he left it for the amount of time that it could become chametz, so Moshe Feinstein says that this is iser gomur and you're not allowed to eat this. It's pure chametz and you're not allowed to eat it and you're not even allowed to give this to a zokin or a chola unless you bake it immediately. But if you let it sit, then it's pure chametz. He explains the reasons behind this in the next paragraph, Ayin Sham, and he says, V'nagu olam lahachmer b'nin losha b'meperos levadim kedas b'shonim elu. We don't use meperos even alone, certainly not with water. L'chatchila. With this, we conclude today's shir.